Your mic's not on. Your mic's not working.
My mic's not working.
Now it is.
Hallelujah. This is my dad.
Amen.
And he was a man of faith. Yes. And a man that loved Jesus. They didn't read me bedtime stories when I was little, but I would go to bed at night hearing my daddy pray. He prayed loud and long. And he'd always pray for his children and for the salvation of souls.
Amen.
So I was blessed to have grown up in a Christian home. Hallelujah. So this cane is anointed. Hallelujah. So don't be going to sleep. Well, I understand now why I was waking at 4 this morning and got a change on the message today, because we're going to be talking about speaking the word. So I can understand. Hope, I sent you a text telling you Jeremiah 29:11 is what I was going to preach on, but got to change the plan. Hallelujah. I don't prepare my message according to how many people I think are going to be here or who's going to be here. I just hear God and let it go. I preach to you like I would of 10,000 people. Because the word's the word. Amen. So I want to share a prophetic word first with you. Been at home the last few weeks recovering from knee replacement surgery. I watched a lot of news. My goodness. Sometimes you just have to turn it off and shake your head and say, God, you are in control. And politicians claiming they have the answer, but I know who has the answer. And it's not over till God says it's over. And that's where our trust is at today. Amen. So I want you to listen to this word this morning, and then we're going to get into the message today, as we're going to be talking about speaking the word. Speaking, prophesying, and declaring the word of God. Amen. Am I not God of more than enough? Yes, I am the I am. What do you dare to believe me for in this season? Have I not met you where you are at? And with my strong right arm delivered you and brought you forth. Rejoice, my people, for this is your time to shine forth my glory in the earth. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. With words of wisdom will you speak forth the oracles of your God and declare to this generation my saving power. Do not stand by silently. Let your voice ring forth my praises. Give to me worship, and in your worship you will be strengthened. Let yesterday go. You have today. You have the now. Occupy the now time. Must I remind you that no time is lost? I am and will redeem this time for you. Step into this time with great expectation, for I am faithful to all my promises concerning you and yours. This is your time, says the Lord, for you are a chosen generation, a peculiar people. Bring in my kingdom to the earth and watch my glory unfold. There are those who are hungry for the truth, so do not allow the voices of those who are crying the loudest to be the majority. But you know the truth, which is what my word has decreed. Seek me and I will bring you into that truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Whew. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants me to minister a word today. And I heard him say, I want you to speak life. And I ask you to do the same to see my kingdom in the earth. You must speak life. Amen. John 6:63 says, it is the spirit that quickeneth or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. And the same authority that was given to Jesus to speak is the same authority that dwells within us to speak forth what the word says. Amen. And that is life. The word is life. Proverbs 18:21 that we're familiar with says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they who indulge it or they who enjoy it shall eat the fruit of it. To speak life makes things come to life. To speak the word is putting water on the seed of that word so that it can come forth. And to speak death to that is to destroy it. Speaking death is if God said, maybe God will. I'm not sure if it was God. I'm not worthy. That's things like speaking death to the word of God. And when you begin to speak death, it brings confusion. Amen. So there, and here's another little word here. There are some who have given up way too soon. I've given you the discernment to let some things go, but there are things you should have never quit believing me for. In the midst of waiting, you grew tired and began to speak death to which that I wanted to give life to. I'm asking you today to allow my word that has been ministered to give life back to you, to believe again, to declare, whew, to declare again, to speak again, to believe again, and to bring back hope. I want to establish my kingdom purposes in you and even in this place so my glory may be seen by all and may be, so my glory may be seen so all may see and believe. Amen. People are really looking for the truth, church. And we have that truth. And when they get to the end of themselves and get tired of doing this crazy stuff they're doing, they're going to come somewhere for somebody to speak life to them. Amen. Amen. So declare to speak. And I've ministered to you about the finished work of the cross over and over again. You've already got it. Just believe it and begin to speak it. So we not only believe, but we speak what we believe. Because we can believe in here, but what's coming out of here?
Amen.
What is our mouth speaking and saying? So our words create the atmosphere around us. Have you ever just walked into a room and it was just like... But I found out one day I have authority when I walk. Woo! I have authority when I walk. And when I walk into a room and there's death, it's got to give away to life. Because, see, when you walk in authority, you know who you are. Because you know whose you are.
Amen.
And once you begin to know that, you know your purpose. Woo! If you begin to speak life in situations where God says there's no hope, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. So if we speak life to that which is what the Word has decreed or declared, our atmosphere around us will change. And then it will become abundant life. It will become kingdom life. Amen. So we're speaking death. When we speak death, we're creating an atmosphere of doubt, confusion. And then we give up on what we once thought that God told us, or we give up on what the message was that we heard Sunday. And I believe that we've entered into a season of where we've been challenged to be recharged again. Just coming through camp meeting, we've been challenged to engage. In other words, be an active participant of what God is saying and doing. And we do that by speaking the word. So we're into a season where God says, I'm recharging you again. You know, it's like a car that is set for so long. It has to be connected to something that's got some fire in it. Amen. You got some fire in you today because you're plugged in and you're beginning to speak life. And then when you speak to somebody else, it's going to recharge them. So they will begin to speak life. There are some things that the Spirit of God has said to let go, and you wanted to hold on to the manna of yesterday. The manna was for yesterday. God wants you to receive the fresh manna now. Thank God for the revivals of the past. But church, we ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. We've not seen nothing yet. We are to learn from that, but we don't live there. We have now. We occupy the now. We believe now. We have faith for now. We speak for now. Amen. Thank God for yesterday. And thank God for the someday. But we have now, church. We have now to make a difference. Hallelujah. So that manna was for yesterday. God wants you to receive fresh manna of the word today. So do not be caught in living in the yesterday and the time of someday, because you will get stuck in the middle and you'll not go anywhere. So we may say, if it only could have been like yesterday, but it's a new day. If I had to do that over again, but you don't. If this had not happened, but it did. Hallelujah. You read my article where I was going to preach, where the Jewish exiles were in Babylon. They never thought they would be in Babylon. Some of you are going through things right now that you thought you would never be in that situation, but you are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I've got good news, but God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So you can't quit living because you're in a situation that you never thought you would be in. Because when you, it's like I said before one time, that when we, something unexpected happens in our life and we thought, I never thought I would be in this situation. I never thought my child would be on drugs. I never thought I'd be going through a divorce. I never thought, I kept up the payments, but they're putting up a foreclosure sign anyway. I never thought I would have to deal with this sickness, but you are. So what do you do in the meantime? You keep on living and you keep on, you keep on breathing, glory to God. Because when those unexpected things happen in your life, it's like the breath has been knocked out of you. And some of you have been holding your breath for so long, you're turning blue. Hallelujah. God wants to pump life back in you today to breathe again, church. Breathe again. This too shall pass. You will recover. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. So what are you going to do with all these things? You're going to put it in its proper place. I decree that to you. You're going to put it in its proper place by letting it go and stepping into the new, by speaking life to what you know God has said in His Word. The now is the best time, because the Word says now faith is. Speaking is putting action to your faith. So we have faith to believe. Now we're going to put action to that by speaking by faith what we believe.
Amen.
Amen. God wants you to seize the opportunity of now. There's no better time than now. Why? Because you're here. And you're the glory of God in the earth for such a time as this. Amen? Jesus Himself said, whatever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Mark 11:23 says, notice how the word says appears three times, whereas believes only appear once. Our Lord is telling us that while believing is important, speaking is even as important. So start speaking to that mountain, to that situation that you're in. I don't know how long it'll last, but I know that God will be with you every step of the way. And you're not going through anything that He hasn't already known about. Amen. And when you're coming out, you're not coming out bitter, but you're coming out better. Amen. You're coming out better, because you know when you're in that situation, you don't know what you're fighting for. You could be fighting for your grandchildren. Amen. Your children's children. Amen. You don't know what you're fighting for. Somebody hear this morning. You don't know what you're fighting for when you're in that situation. Glory to God. But I want to encourage you today to stand your ground. Amen. And you'll see the glory of God. You'll see the salvation of your household. Because God is faithful to all of His promises concerning you. And He will not let one thing fall to the ground, because He's not a God of unfinished business. But I want you to know today, I decree and declare that which He has started in you, He will bring you to completion.
Amen.
So when we look into the Word, when God was about to do something, when He had a desire to do something in the earth, He began to look for somebody. We got any somebodies in the house today? And He began to look into the earth, and He began to look for somebody to begin to speak into, so they would begin to speak out what He was wanting to do. So He's looking for somebody to say, Lord, I have a voice, I have an ear to hear what You're saying. So what do You want me to speak? Glory to God. So this is what causes the hand of God to begin to move into the earth. When the faithful begin to rise up and take a hold of that word and begin to speak life. I speak life in the name of Jesus. It is by your declaration and according to His word that the hand of God moves in the earth. So when God began to speak, we by our declaration come into agreement with what He is already wanting to do. He's just looking for somebody, anybody or somebody, to say, I'll speak for you, God. You know, in Numbers 13, God had given the land of Canaan to the children of Israel. And Moses sent some men out to check out the land and to bring back the report of what they had seen. He said, oh yes, the land flows with milk and honey, and there is much there in the land for us. But then they began to see something else. They began to see the fortified cities. They began to see the strong people that dwelt there. And that's what they began to dwell on. That's what they began to believe. They began to see that instead of the land flowing with milk and honey. So they began to speak death to the dream. And when I was writing this morning, I thought of something I read years ago. There was a couple later in years, their children was off to college, and she got pregnant. And when she found out, she was devastated because she was older. And she began to say, "We can't have this baby. We're too old. Our children are grown. We can't afford this child," and so on and so forth. 3 weeks later, she began to have symptoms of a miscarriage. And when she was in the hospital and the doctors were trying to save her, and she began to pray, and she heard God say, "Why have you spoken death to which I have brought forth? You have spoken death." So at that moment, she repented and she began to speak life. She said, "This baby is a gift from God, no matter my age. This baby is a gift from God. God has given me this life, and it's no accident that we're going to have this baby." It was a rough 8, 7, 8, 9 months, but that baby came forth, and this child now was up in age. And what a blessing he was to people. He had such an anointing on his life. So if you're here today, I don't know how your mom and daddy got together to get you, but you are not here by accident. God says that you are supposed to be here for such a time as this. Amen. So whatever God has put inside of you, do not speak death to it. When he gives you a word, the word of God is a seed. Don't speak death to it by saying, "I can't. How can I?" There's no way. You're speaking death to that seed, church. But when you begin to speak life, your tongue brings forth that word. Amen. It begins to water the seed of that word. And it will come to fruition. Amen. All he wants you to do is have faith and believe that he is able. Amen. And come into agreement with what he said. Ezekiel is telling God, but the book of Ezekiel, he says, is telling God that God is in charge. He's in control. God, you can do anything you want to do. Well, nothing is impossible with you. And if you want these dead bones, dry dead bones to live, well, God, they'll live. But that is not what God wanted to hear Ezekiel say. Amen. He wanted Ezekiel to see and to speak that they could. And he said, "Prophesy to these bones, Ezekiel, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." And that's what you need to do to your situation. Situation, you hear the word of the Lord. "This is the word of the Lord concerning me and my household. I don't know how long I'll have to be here, but I will stand in faith. I will not get out of faith, and I will continue to believe until I see the breakthrough." And Ezekiel 37:10 said, "I prophesied as he commanded," or "I began to speak as he commanded, and the Spirit came into them, and they lived, and there was a great army." I want you to know you may have situations in your life that are dead. It seems like life is scattered all over the place. Have you ever been there? Well, it seems like life is scattered all over the place. And you feel like you've never lived how we could ever have life again. If you will get on to believe but speak, your situation will be sorted out. Amen. Your situation will be sorted out. And the missing puzzle pieces will be there. Amen. This has happened and that has happened. But I've come to tell you today the devil is a liar. And God says for you to rise up and begin to prophesy and begin to speak life. It will live again, church. That which the enemy has meant for destruction, God is even turning it around now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is even turning it around now. I see a whirlwind, church. Yay! And it's coming on your situation right now. Glory to God. And within that whirlwind, there's not destruction. But God says it's anointed to bring order to that which has been scattered in the name of Jesus. And everything that's been out of order, God is putting it in order, church. Hallelujah. That which has been scattered is coming back together again. Glory to God. It will live again. What I see is you begin to come into agreement with God and His Word. He begins to come into agreement with you that which you prophesy will be brought back to life again. You know, your turnaround begins when you begin to hear from God. When you get that first word, it ignites faith within you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So you know our situations, things that we go to, they have ears. That's why you need to speak to them. They have ears. That's why you need to speak to them. Every situation and circumstances has ears, and they are capable of responding to you prophesying to them, because it's the Word, and there is life in the Word, church. There is life in that Word. That Word is a seed, and there's life in it. God told Joshua to meditate on, to reflect, to mutter, to ponder, to contemplate as one who repeats words. And as you begin to prophesy, to speak the word, what is out of order will come into order. And he said, Joshua, I'm putting you in position to start speaking the right thing now. And when you come to a crossroads, you will speak the right thing then. As Pastor Laverne said, Pastor is living today because of the power of God, but because Pastor Laverne has the word in her. Don't wait till you're in the middle of the situation and try to get the word in you. Amen. She didn't ask to be put in that situation. He didn't ask to be put into that situation, but he was, but God.
Amen.
Amen. So get the word in you while the sun is shining, because rain is surely to come. That's part of life. So he said, Joshua, I'm putting you in a position here to start speaking the right thing now. And when you come to the crossroads, you will speak the right thing then. The Spirit of the Lord has said he has given you discernment as what to speak life to and what to let go. You may have to speak some things that others don't understand. Amen? You may have to talk and other people don't understand why you're talking the way you're talking. Numbers 28 says the people saw a rock, but Moses saw something else in the rock. People thought he was crazy. Moses just didn't see a rock, but he saw something inside the rock, glory to God. There was water in the rock. And at the right time, Moses spoke, prophesied to the rock, and the water came forth. You may be looking at a situation today or circumstance. Look into that situation, into that circumstance. You'll see something more than just the devastation. Some of you are here listening, but internet felt like your life has dropped you. Dropped means to fall unexpectedly or suddenly. It's not turned out the way you've hoped for, believed for, or even prayed for. Life is full of difficult circumstances, and it can change in the blink of an eye. Amen. You are feeling useless and hopeless. The fact that you've been dropped by circumstances of life. But I've come to encourage you, you've not been forsaken.
Amen.
Dropped, but not destroyed.
Amen.
Dropped, but you're not dead. Can I get amen? You've been on the Father's heart for such a time as this. He says, this is your time and this is your season. Rise up and begin to speak life again. And as you begin to speak life, the tide will begin to turn. You are spiritually alive, heavenly positioned for such a time as this. In the Word, we see when someone needed a miracle, Jesus always called for action from the one who needed the miracle. All they needed to do was to get up. Do something you've never done before. Break the monotony of just living life every day. Look at your neighbor and tell them to get to the table. God has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And I tell you, there's some good stuff on that table. There's goodness and mercy and grace and healing. Hallelujah. And you may have to come to the table limping. You come limping. And when you leave, you won't be limping.
Amen.
You may come to the table crying and devastated. But when you leave, the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Amen.
I encourage you to get to the table, church. Get to the table and feast off of what God has there for you. And you may say, I don't have it all together, but I'm coming. Don't judge me because I'm limping. I'm coming to the table. I'm so, woo! Hey! I'm speaking life, and as I speak, I'm getting stronger spiritually every day. And when I come out of this, I'm not going to be the same person like I was. Amen. But I'm going to learn some things through this and from this. The depression will be gone. The Lord says, the Word says in Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. Aren't you glad this isn't just for funerals?
Amen.
It's for the living. It is for the living.
Amen.
He makes me to lie down in fresh, tender green pastures. And he leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil or dread no evil, for you're with me. your rod to protect and your staff to guide and to comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely our goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and His presence, and His presence, and His presence shall be my dwelling place. Amen. Hallelujah. You receive that word today.
Amen.
You receive that word today. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Glory to God. We have some people we're going to pray for. Kelsey, Jayla McFarland for peace and hope. Brittany Kane, hope and strength. Christina McNay for salvation. Barbara Grider for healing. Dimple Buck for healing. Robin Donnie Turner for salvation. Tammy Reeder for healing. Pat Campbell and family. Diana Wayne Garrett, healing and salvation. If you have a prayer request on your heart today, we know the one that's already done it. Amen. So we're just going to speak and declare the word of the Lord over these people's lives. Where they have a deaf sin of spoken, we speak life over them in the name of Jesus. You send your word and you've healed them and delivered them, Father God. We speak life to these people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tammy, I speak to your spine right now in the name of Jesus for the swelling to decrease again, to decrease in Jesus' name. And I prophesy to you, Tammy, you will walk again. You will walk again. You will walk again as a testimony of your God in the name of Jesus for salvation that's been paid for, Lord. Thank you for that in the name of Jesus. I speak grace, great grace to these people in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare life over them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. I'm going to speak a blessing over you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I decree and declare that you are the head and not the tail. I decree and declare that you are blessed beyond more than enough. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that you, that your household, salvation comes to your household in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you lack in no good thing. No good thing in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the favor of God rests on you. And whatever you put your hands to will prosper. It will live again. And it will not die. I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. As this coming week, doors will be open for you. You will get that phone call. And it will be a good phone call. Hallelujah. You will get that letter in the mail that says, this is it. You have it. Amen. I decree and declare that over you in the name of Jesus. You are blessed to be a blessing. Go forth from this place and begin to speak life over your children, over your home, over our government. Hallelujah. And over this upcoming election. But God has the answer, church. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor, do you have anything?
Can you fire up my mic back there? Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share, and you know, when I was doing it before, and I had already read your message, and the thought ran through my mind, what does what I'm getting ready to say have to do with her message?
It did.
Yeah. Did the new one, yeah. And I want to tell you how important it is for you to be that light, that witness, and to be that voice of the Word of God. This week, for the first time this year, I went to the Salvation Army Service Unit meeting. I'm the president, but hadn't been around for a while, so the vice president had taken over. Now we're co-chairman. So when I can't get there, she'll be ready. But I got there Wednesday morning, and they were glad to see me and started asking about me, and I started telling and sharing the testimony of what God had done and how God raised me up, and a lot of them that were there, I mean, most of them that are there are associated with some church. You know, they're not like they're in off the street, but so some of the churches they're associated with don't believe in miracles and that sort of thing. And so I shared my testimony about how I had died and was dead for 30 minutes. We had the documented proof that it was 30 minutes. And so I shared that. And we had two EMTs in the meeting. And neither one had ever been in the ambulance that took me to Louisville, but they knew about it. They knew about the things that were happening. And I shared that, and one of the EMTs said, you know, he said, and he wasn't saying this out of doubt, he was just saying it out of, that's the way it is. He said, you know, you don't come back after 30 minutes. If you're gone for 30 minutes, you're not coming back. And if you do come back, you're not coming back intact. Yeah, by God. And you know, when I was sharing that testimony, all at once, I could sense the presence of God in that room. I mean, almost like water. And it was so strong, and I asked one of the members, I said, would you open our meeting with prayer? And as they prayed to open the meeting, they began to weep. They couldn't hardly pray for weeping. And so when you get out here, you know, maybe the atmosphere around you is not right. But maybe your voice can make it right. Amen. So when you go out there this week, take advantage of every opportunity, because you know, you don't know what will happen. Jonathan and one of his soldiers, they said, Jonathan told him, he said, let's go up against the enemy. Who knows? Maybe God will deliver them into our hands. And so they went, and when they got there, they were greatly outnumbered. But guess what God did? He delivered them into their hands. And what did Jonathan do before he went? He spoke it. God, maybe God will, and you know, he was giving God the praise, and you know, that sounds like doubt, but I tell you what. When there's two of you ready to go up against 12 or 15, not too much doubt there. Maybe the Lord will give us the victory. And he's always promised to give us the victory, because he says that you are more than conquerors. And a conqueror is somebody that wins a battle. But if you're more than a conqueror, what is there more than winning the battle? The more than the conqueror is confident before the battle starts that he's going to come out the winner. And that's what Paul was teaching. And that's what Sister Shirley was talking about this morning. And she stood up here and she preached. And I thought of all the years she's been here and the classes that she's taken under me. She's well trained, and I'm proud of her. So God bless you this week, and be faithful. Amen.
It's been a long time since you felt peace in the valley you made where you're not meant to be. Where the shame throws shadows on you, but don't you forget that you're headed to more.